Okay, so we're going to focus on Shin Yud today, but a couple of leftovers from Shin Tes.
So less?
Yeah. So if we take a quick look at Mishnah Berurah Chof Tes. Principle of Adam Ozid Oshaeno Shalom, right? And Adam and Yachta Vamuksa also Kahero. Well, I mean, in the Nasa Bosses of Dava Asur, I leave my Muksa thing on your object, and it was Hemiach, it was the Kavana, and the Kavana the whole Shabbos, still not a Bosses. They not Adam Ozid Shalchadero Shalom and Dag. It says in Mishnah Berurah, Achamasa came and Tavas Chadero. I'm trying to do you a favor. The Chen. You'll appreciate my favor to you. Then it's Nasa Basis, it's Aser, Aflachar, Shinastali Kaner. Good, that's what he says. Now this is very interesting because Lamaisa, the Baalim, did not have das here, presumably. Right? Meaning to say, these Baalim, if you'd have told them about it, they would be super happy and appreciative and the like. But they had no idea. So this gets into the question of how do we understand another application of the same question we've seen on numerous occasions, the din of basis. If you understand that it's a din in haktzah and haktzah of the bialim and the like, so then I would think that this isn't true. Rather, the Mishnah Berurah is looking at basis as a din, not just haktzah. Saying, ah, it's a din. So then there's a halacha. The halacha is ein adam ozid Hashem shalom. So that's also a din. So memela, I can't aser it. Ah, and there's an exception within that rule of ein adam ozid Hashem shalom. So when it's nichalei and the like, then I can aser your things. So memela, over here, that's going to be true as well. So we'll call it, yeah.
I look to your same thing though. Same idea that if one doesn't realize that his fruit is right, so don't look at it. So we see that das in a certain market.
Well, let's get to fruit and soup. That's in Shinyud. Right? So we'll talk about what...
I'm saying, are you saying it's bosses? Bosses are different, so I'm saying the Mutsi has some idea that it might be the same.
What do you mean? By bosses...
I'm saying that over here, the Mutsi is a das, so if there is not a Mutsi. The Mutsi also has a Mutsi das, so it's still okay. But if fruits became royal, I'm knowing it's still okay.
If fruits became royal without his knowing, so then we're made go.
Right.
Because there's no haktzah. That's fine. Well, I don't understand what you're coming from there.
That, even though the lack of das.
No, but that's a mistake in haktzah. You can't bring a lie from there.
Why is here also no mistake in haktzah?
Here there's no haktzah. I have no idea that my friend put my plate under my candle.
So it's a mistake.
So there's zero haktzah. No, there's no haktzah. There's no haktzah. The Baalim were not knocked at one time he dropped. Right? Okay. One other point, I think that's a very important point, so we should talk about it, and that's in the world of basis. So, what is the halacha in stah? We know, of course, that heniach is a basis, shachach isn't a basis. What about, we actually talked about akrai extensively earlier, so we're not going to come back to that, but what about the stah case? So let's sort of go backwards, and we'll start with the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is Sifkat and Yud Ches over here. That's in Shin Tes. Let's see what he says. It's a long Mishnah Berurah, but I'll just start from the beginning. Right, so this is the Lashon Nemenicham, Alein Nidaito, Aldashi Sharu B'Knesses HaShabbos. Then it goes to Basis. אבל הוא מניח בכוונה בכל, ולא הידה איתו לפי ראש אישו שם בשבס. I put it down, I didn't have mine, that's going to stay for Shabbos. אחר כך שכחה משם, מקרי שוכח. That שוכח, אני קוראת את תרומס הדשא. בדעס הבא שיש את הפיר מכם בערב שבס, כל שלא ידע איתו, בפירוש, שישר שם, בפירוש שבס, ונשמע שאוס, שכח עושה לי גם בזה בכלל. So he's saying, basically, that here we have a machlokas. The Trumas HaDashan, based off of Deacon Rambam, says that the way the Mishnah is reading it, now, whether this is the only way to read it, we'll get back to in a moment, but the way the Mishnah is reading it is like, the Trumas HaDashan is Deacon Rambam, that if you put it down stoma on Thursday, so it's mutter. But if you put it down stoma on Friday, then it's Moksa. And why is that? Maishna Thursday, Maishna Friday. Answer is that Friday, maybe the whole week you should be getting ready for Shabbos. But Lamaisa, everybody's mind is on Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. So put it down Stam, so that's Hanacha. Thursday, it's far way off, and therefore if you put it down Stam, it's Shachar. That's true of Hashem. And Mishnah Berurah is saying, no, when Erev Shabbos is Lav Dafka. And anytime you put it down, Stam, it's not Mux, it's not a Basis. Now, first of all, before we get into the details of this, if this is the Makomo, so then everybody would agree that it's Asa, even according to the Mishnah Berurah. And you see that, for example, a little later on in this Mishnah Berurah, by the Kina Shel Tarnagolin, so over there, you don't even know about it, right? Your hen laid an egg on this kina, unbeknownst to you. So it's muksa. Just to take a little look over there at the end of this sif. So what's the difference? So that's because that's where it goes. So again, that's the way he understood the machlokas between Trumas HaDashen and the Beis Yosef. Now, the Beis Yosef does not state this explicitly, and in a moment I'll tell you Ike's reading of the Beis Yosef, which is against the Mishnah Berurah. But where did the Mishnah Berurah come from? So the Mishnah Berurah is coming from the fact that l'chora like this, it's pashut that if I put it down with intention to keep it there all of Shabbos, even if I did it on Thursday, it's going to be mutter. It's going to be aser, right? If on Thursday I say, hinani muchan muzuman, to leave this there, leave this here till next Tuesday, and then that's obviously hinia, right? I intend for this to be here on Shabbos. So when you have this case where the Trumas HaDashen is being machalik, where he says, well, if you put it down on Thursday, it's not a basis, but you put it down on Friday, it is a basis. So it can't be a case where you put it down with kafana that stay on Shabbos, because that's pashut, it's a basis even on Thursday. So it must be, it's talking about shachach. I mean, it must be talking about stam. I put it down stam. I don't really think when I'm going to pick this up. Am I going to pick this up before Shabbos? I'm going to pick it up after Shabbos? I have no idea. I don't think about it. I just put it down. So then the Beis Yosef, then the Shabbos saying, oh, well, then it depends. Thursday, when you put it down stam, that's considered shachach. Friday, when you put it down stam, that's considered heniach. Good? That's, and then it's about that point, that very same case, where the Beis Yosef says, no, I don't think it's a good deal. And actually, even Friday, if you put it down stam, it's going to be mutter. That's l'chora the Beis Yosef's reading of the Trumas HaDashen Beis Yosef, the Mishnah Berurah's reading. Now, if you look at the Torah, it's interesting that the Torah seems to explicitly be machmir on this shayla. Take a look at the Torah again. Shach upeira shachach. What does shachach mean? That it's not a basis. Shai sao daito lan ribodio v'shashe mikusham v'shachacham sham. Shachach means, this is sort of, you know, I think what we all sort of imagined, at least, to be honest, what I assumed until I got to the Mishnah Berurah, is exactly what the Torah says. Right, shachach means You put it down with intention to remove it.
But he also defines vinyasa, doesn't he?
Yeah. So let's see. So the question is the tour disagreeing with the Mishnah Berurah? Well, it's not a problem with the tour. I mean, the tour is, maybe we'll read the tour in a moment on that, but the Mishnah Berurah will say, but yeah, the tour is machmir. But you see from the Beis Yosef that he's mako, the Truma Sadashin, and then even further. Okay. Now, the Meniach Alemi Daito, also a lot of people, Pirish Meniach, Shenichol Adashi Sharsham, Beknisas Hashamas. Ah. So here's the problem. The problem is that he has the extreme cases and not, you know, he doesn't address explicitly the stomach, right? Miniach is defined as Hinichan al dash isharu sham beknisas hashabbos, and shachach is daito lefa. So now the question within the tour is what's the stronger diok, right? What's the stronger diok? So, I don't know if it's clear, and maybe the Mishnah Berurah will argue that the Diyuk can cancel each other out, and we may as well just throw out the tour because we can't figure out his opinion because the Reish is associated with the Seifa. My inclination would have been that the second Diyuk of Shachach is a stronger Diyuk. In other words, Shachach means Daito Litlan Mibodion, and you forgot to Binotlan Miba Odiom. That's what Shachach is. And Meniach is not that. Because Stamah, since things don't like move on their own, right? So Stamah is that it's going to be here and remain here on Shabbos. But it is somewhat ambiguous. So maybe the Torah reads to this Mishnah will say maybe the Torah is like me, maybe the Torah is not like me. But one way or the other, the Beis Yosef is like me. Fine. And the Beis Yosef, you know, what gave him the right to argue with, even if the Torah is against him, is he has a diuk from Rashi, like he quotes, like this opinion. Now, maybe I shouldn't, I should let Ike explain his shita, but basically Ike wants to argue, no, even the Beis Yosef is machmir by Stam. And the Truma Sadashen, when he is makel on Thursday, then you have to say, is even when you had das to remove it before Shabbos. In other words, what I was saying, what's motivating the Mishnah Berurah's reading is because it's inconceivable that if you put it down on a Thursday with intention to keep it there till next Thursday, it's not going to be a vasas. Like, why should your das on Thursday be kavana not work? But that's why I thought, at the very least, it was motivating the Mishnah Berurah for his reading. Even though
at the basis, he says that tomorrow.
Oh, he says that. Oh, good.
I just think it's not right.
You just think it's right. You don't think it's right.
When the Rambam is talking in Miach, the Feirush, because that's the case before, he only includes Shachach, Kloshar, Al-Shachat, Miniach, and says, what's the worst case you can make? The Miniach make the buses, Miniach, the Erev Shabbos. If it was true that Miniach on Friday, any other day we could make it usher, the Rambam should have told me the bigger fish. And the fact that the Rambam only gave me the case, he's not talking about stuff. The Rambam is talking about one case.
But the Beis Yosef,
you're Medayik and the Rambam even more against it. You're saying you're being Medayik more than the Truma Sadashin was Medayik.
He's saying that is the Truma Sadashin. That's what he's reading.
That is what the Truma Sadashin is saying. That's the way the Truma Sadashin learned Rashi and the Rambam. The Rashi is telling you exactly that. That the only case.
You're against Beis Yosef.
No, the way the Mishnah Berurah understands Beis Yosef.
No, the
Beis Yosef says.
Beis Yosef says that Erev Shabbos means even Thursday.
He says no
difference. Yes, that's true.
That's what he says, and therefore,
he's
bothered. He said, if you think the Feirush Das on Thursday doesn't work, according to your deal, it doesn't make any sense. Mekame Shabbos, when the Rambam writes Mekame Shabbos, the whole week is going to be Mekame Shabbos. That's he knocks off the deal. He says, if you want to be Mako, you'll be Mako, whatever, it's Shokhayah. Okay, so then if you had in mind, I'm going to remove it. That's a chiddush to call shochet. We'll call that shochet. Mm-hmm. He's not really in. He didn't bring any rias that Stam was. He didn't need to because he's not trying to mechadish any chiddushim. He's just telling you what the definition of shochet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so at the very least, the Mishnah Berurah though says that, and I think a strong case could be made in favor of his argument. Now, maybe a shtickle raya to this discussion comes up in Siman Shin Yud. It's a good segue. The Beis Yosef asked the following shaila: why is it that Muchni, that had maus on it, Ben Ashmashos, and now there's no maus on it, are mutter according to Reb Shimon? Doesn't Reb Shimon mode it because Karva Shashas, right? In other words, we know that even though Reb Shimon doesn't hold the Migudis Katsai, but Kos Karva Shashas, he agrees. Why? Because the expectation is that this candle's going to burn all Shabbos, and you have no way to get it off. So what in Muchni, right? When I go ahead and I put the mouse over here, it's Hiniach, and now they fell off. So we should say Migu Diskatsai, right? And he answers, no, you know, Gayim, they're likely to, it's a good chance that the guy will take it off, or an Evid will take it off, or something like that. Now, take off the money from the Muchni. Now, over here, right, and therefore, good. Now, I don't understand. This isn't a case of Dachanu B'Yadayim, right? Oh, so Elamai, I have to say it is. In other words, the putting of the money down is Dachanu B'Yadayim, right? So, because presumably you had Kavana for it to be there all of Shabbos. So therefore it is Dachanu B'Yadayim. So what do you see from there?
Yeshua is learning that it's Dachanu B'Yadayim because you need Niach, but Feirush, to leave it there all Shabbos. Of course you mean to be Dachanu B'Yadayim.
You're saying that.
Yeshua.
And we, Beis Yosef could have just answered. You could have, what?
I think Shabbos really on this number.
Yeah. Good. Fine. So that brings us to Siman Shen Yod.
No, no, no. I the way to learn the Beis Yosef here is he gave an extra answer.
He could have answered that also. Okay, no. Fine. So let's talk about Grogros Vitzimukim. Once brought it, Siman Shin Yud. So this is a topic we've already brought up, but maybe it's worth returning to at the end. Really, Shin Yud is a great way to close Hilchos Muksa, because it brings back all of our like basic fundamental issues that we considered as Perakira in the beginning, and now. Now we could reassess them from with a little more knowledge, hopefully. What? Yeah, it's like remarkable that this is after after Shin Ches, then we have Shin Yud. Like after talking 55 Seifim on the Dinim of Muksa, let me just tell you actually what is Muksa. What?
It's not even Sifala.
What?
It's not even Sifala or Shin Yud.
Yeah. So anyhow, so what's the chiddush of Grogros Vitzimukim? So we already know the Ran, who says the chiddush of Grogros Vitzimukim is that even though they became roi already, let me say it better. What do you mean? What's the chiddush of Grogros Vitzimukim? Reb Shimon's mother Grogros Vitzimukim. Grogros Vitzimukim, we all know, are disgusting, right? You can't eat these raisins when they're half raisins, half baked raisins. They're disgusting. So if they're gross, disgusting, horrible. So, of course, they're muksa. What's the chiddush then? Moda Rabbi Shimon. So the Ran says, no, the chiddush is very simple. That actually, now they're ra'oi. Meaning to say, even though after, I put my grapes up on Thursday, and now I come up Shabbos afternoon. Wow, lo and behold, who would have guessed? They're already ready. Delicious. Nope, they're still usher. Why? Migu diskatzai. In other words, this is an example where, because it's Dachanu B'Yadayim and it's Lochazi, so therefore, Rabbi Shimon agrees to Migu diskatzai, in this case, similar to Kos Karva Shashas. Fine. That's the Chiddush of the Ran. Perhaps you could have given a different answer. And the Ran might still be true, but once there's no hechrech for it, it might also not be true. You give a different answer to the question. The answer you could give is the chiddush of Grogros Vitzimukim is that they're muksa even before they become lo ra'oi. In other words, since I put them up on my roof and dachinu b'yadayim, and my expectation is that they're going to become not ra'oi. And also my expectation is that that's going to happen very quickly, like we saw Rashi emphasize, meaning to say, as opposed to the seeds that you put in the ground, where
you expect them to take a while to germinate. Right? Seeds take a while to germinate. So therefore, Shimon says, when you put your seeds in the ground, they're not luxa. But here, where it happens quickly, as Rashi emphasizes, so therefore, when I do da haktsabia, I die by putting them on my roof. And they get wrecked very easily. They turn bad very quickly, as Rashi emphasizes. So then they're muksa even before they're bad. And that's the chiddush. In other words, what we're saying is there's two ways to understand the chiddush. The chiddush could be at the beginning or at the end. The Ran says the chiddush of Gogos Vitzimukum is at the end. And maybe from Rashi, it sounds like the chiddush is at the beginning. And I think you can be medayik that way from the Torah as well. Why? What does the Torah say? Also, the Torah is. Look at the lashon. Avol b'shar davar kaim alon. K'ri b'shem adalas le'moksa al grogos v'tzimukim. Shehalim l'gagli yavshon v'hem masrichos kodem shiyis yamshu. D'kevan shiyodeya shiyasrichu v'adeh yisiyach taitum yam. Since you know they will go bad and turn disgusting, you are mesiach daito mimenu. In other words, that's a tremendous chiddush. I mean, the Ran's also chiddush. Either way, it's a chiddush. That's why I have to tell you that. But that's a chiddush. In other words, here we have something that's totally rowy, totally good. But since the haktsa is absolute, dachinu b'yadayim, and they're going to be lochazi, and it happens quickly, so that is the chiddush. So that's what I thought in Rashi and the tour. And then we found that the Chazon Ish Mem Daled Vav says this as well. Oh. And he doesn't make the dir from the tour or Rashi. I don't think he just says it. And also we thought you could have a raya from the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud for this. Why? Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud.
Right?
Since you put them up to the roof to get wrecked, you're Mesiach Das. And therefore, it's Atzah. And then we saw somebody else make that demon. Who was it? Sefer Harchev Das. Good. So, not everybody agrees to this diuk. Among the Gedalim who disagree is Ike. And before Ike is the Vachas HaShekel. And the truth is, a little bit like the Beis Yosef might sound that way. Maybe. Now, a third answer to this question, and this is based off of Tosfos on Daf Memhe, and I guess we'll see this a little more at the end of the Simen, but if it's Chazi below Chazi, it's the Mashmos of Tosfos. In other words, the Chiddush is that it's much less than Iran. If you go up to your roof Shabbos afternoon and they're 100% ready, so then of Hadid, I'm going to be mutter according to Reb Shimon. So when is Reb Shimon Modeh? When you go up Shabbos afternoon, and lo and behold, they're half ready. They're edible. They're not like super gross. They're not yet finished. So we know that the Chiddush of mutter Reb Shimon is like this. Usually, Reb Shimon says that when something is like not great, still not muksa, right? Like when you put up your peaches to dry on your roof. So the peaches, why aren't they muksa? Because in their process of drying, so half-dried peaches, they're probably not so good. They're better when they're dried. They're better than they're fresh. But half-dried is half-good. So it's chazi v'lo chazi. So there, Rabbi Shimon is ma'udah that it's mutter. But the grogos b'tzimukim, machmas haktza also, so that is why they are muksa, libid Rabbi Shimon. Okay. So, and then presumably, if you learn that's the chiddush, so you won't agree to the Ran. An important question to think about, though, Bidas Aran, is what would be if you're Yoshev Mitzapa? Would the Ran still say Schiddish over there? Or no, of course, the Ran agrees by Yoshev Mitzapa, just like at least Bidas Rav Shimon, Because just like he's Moda by Ner, because it's Yoshim Mitzapa, even though it's Dachan Ridav Melchazi Huadin over here. Now, and therefore, the Rishon Zalman says that the Ran would agree that if you expect them to be, well, this isn't therefore, new point. What's the halacha if you expect them to get finished? That's really like the case of Nair. You expect them to, you expect these grapes to finish on Shabbos. So then Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, it's going to be mutter. It's Tachinu V'Yadayim and Lo'chazi. No, that's what we call Garmu B'Di'Adam. Right? That's exactly what we call Garmu B'Di'Adam. Garmu B'Di'Adam is like the beans of my challenge, right? Arab Shabbos, Spanish Mashos, they're Lo'chazi. And Arab Shabbat, Benish Mashos, it's Tachinu V'Yadayim, I put them on my crackpot. But because I expect them to be finished on Shabbos, and not just expect them, but you know that's what's more or less automatically going to happen. So then it's mutter.
The
Ner Katan
doesn't have enough oil to light until tomorrow.
Well, Adiraba. In other words, the Ner Katan, in truth, is a different problem, which is there's not really Yoshe Mitzapa on the oil. And if you remember, we had all sorts of answers to that question. But Kalvachomer, you're Yoshe Mitzapa on the Ner, and then maybe out of the Ner you're hoping to get the oil.
Okay.
But yes, you're saying that okay, so I'm going to say it differently. I'm going to say this is true, even Ladidan, because we are Machmir by Ner. I think that's the Chiddush of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that we are Machmir by Ner. We hold that Ner is Aser, right? There, it's because of Migu Diskatzai, from Mugsa Machma Sisser. But when it's Gamro Bidei Adam, so then it's Mutter. And therefore, if the natural way for these grapes will be to finish on Shabbos, then it's Mutter. We already discussed that Havana of Rosh Shlomo Zalman by Gamro Bidei Adam isn't so pashut, right? We talked about the Rav Moshe by the clothing in a dryer and the like, but at least Rosh Shlomo Zalman is Lashitaso, that this should be the same. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess the Nair is not Gamro Bidei Adam because I want it to be there. Oh,
that's the Shaila. In other words, you can't... Right. No, that's
to
Tosis that, a Shaila.
But you have to say it even for the Nair.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the Rosh Hashanah?
Rosh Hashanah basically spells out a little bit. Yeah, yes.
Okay. Now, the Beis Yosef over here says like this. Let's take a look at the Beis Yosef over here in Simon Shin Yud in it's on page Shin Chavav at least in my tour. So let's just read this paragraph together because it's a very fundamental paragraph. We'll start from Dibur Maschil. The Had Ein Muksel Rabbi Shimon B'Davar Meichel. Alav the Gros of Tzimuk and Levad. Davka B'Talosh. Aval Midi De Mechuber Afil Rabbi Shimon Habei Muksa. Upirsh Rashi Perk Ein Tzadin. Gavi Gai Shevidor Yisrael. The Time of Mishun B'Davar Gros of Tzimukim B'Dalal. Laktinu me esmal aktinu. The low tach woke the mechuber bein shelo bein shel guy. So, what's the discussion over here? A guy goes ahead and brings me a gift from something that was mechuber at the beginning of Shabbos. It's muksa, and it's muksa libid Rabbi Shimon. Why is it muksa libid Rabbi Shimon? Why is it muksa? So Rashi says, yeah, well, this fits into our general principle. This too is dachinu biyadayim. Why is it Tachinu B'Yadayim? I wasn't Doicha B'Yadayim. The answer is I was Doicha B'Yadayim. Midelo laktinu aktinu. That's what Rashi writes. Venerally, de taima de kevan sha'al yidei l'kitaso hayunitarin v'ilo laket l'hu asur le'hamas me'am b'mechubar o'me'acha shalom laktam ha'vele ki'ilu Tachinu B'Yadayim u'pir she'ina rotze le'hamas me'am helkach
Gazru.
afil echa shelo haya miyado lelaktan delopla rabbana. Even in a case where it wasn't in the possibility of lo haya lo lelaktan, and therefore there isn't that same dichul yadayim, they made a lo plug. Varan kasav sharaza kasav odevei rashi shelo haya tzarech lekach. The Baal Amor disagrees with Rashi. You don't need to come on to Akt Sinhu. He baruhu demod Rebbe Shimon v'chol muksa machmas iser shein daitu alav. Every muksa machmas iser. Why is iser? Because it's also to cut things from the ground on Shabbos or Yantif. So it's muksa machmas iser. And if you have muksa machmas iser shein daitu alav, then even Rebbe Shimon agrees. Now, you don't need dachinu. The Ramban disagrees with the Baal Amor, but the Ran thinks the Baal Amor is right. Venira, that's Adkan the Rishonim. Now we have the Beis Yosef's analysis. Venira de Mahani Taimi. Ika Mokta Bedavar Machusar Tzeda Afil Rabbi Shimon. For this reason, then something that's Machusar Tzeda is muksa even a libid Reb Shimon, meaning to say, let's say an animal's trapped on Shabbos and Yantif, is it muksa? For these reasons, so it is muksa, right? What are these reasons? Rashi would say, midalo laktinu aktinu, or I don't know, midalo tzadinhu aktinu, and the Ran, Baal Amor, would say, because for all muksa machmas iser moder Reb Shimon.
You're not saying based on the Ran?
Well, what's Hani Taimi?
Oh, Hani Taimi means going back and around as well. Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
I think that's what he's saying. So whatever they said about the fruits, you know, the watermelon attached to the floor, they'll say the same thing for the deer or whatever. Okay, good. That's what the Beis Yosef says. Now, he takes for granted that something Mechosar Tzedah is Moksa for Rabbi Shimon. He doesn't tell you why, but it's Chars HaGemar Be'a and Chaf Dalet of Aleph, and it's Paskin and Ashur HaNarach Shem Chaf Hei Siv Hei. Good. Now, L'chora, let's start with what he says for Rashi. Is this so Pashat? So, L'chora, it's not so Pashat. We know, as we discussed extensively in Simen Shin Yud Ches, that the Rush holds, and this is the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch as well, that let's say you have a chol on Shabbos, this is the Rush in Chulin, you have a chol on Shabbos, and so you shecht for him an animal. So even though this guy was healthy on Erev Shabbos, in your wildest dreams, you never had a havanina that you need to shecht any animals on Shabbos, still it's mutter. So the Beis Yosef over there asked, Maishna min Mechubar. Mechubar is Muksa. Why? You didn't expect to get it. And there's an Isser to get it. And the meat is the same thing. There's an Isser to Shecht. You didn't expect it. So it shouldn't be any difference. So the Beis Yosef had four answers to this question. So let's think about the answers, and we'll see how they apply to what the Beis Yosef brings up over here, which is Seda, and the explanation that he gives. So let's start with the first answer of the Beis Yosef over there. He says that the first answer is an achanami. The fruits that the guy harvests on Shabbos or Yantif are not muksa. What's the reason why they're aser? They're shama yatlosh. In other words, you're right. According to the Rush, just like an animal that's slaughtered on Shabbos for the chola is not muksa, so too a strawberry that's plucked on Shabbos won't be muksa. There's no difference. So why is a strawberry muksa and the animal is not? It's not muksa alts muksa. It's because gzeir shema yetlosh. And that svar doesn't exist for the shchit, and that's the difference. In other words, right, there really, I guess, if you wish, 3 days about what's the halacha for mechubar. According to the Baal Amor, it's muksa, because anything that's muksa machmas iser is muksa. According to Rashi, it's muksa if it's dachanu biyadayim. And middle elektinu aktsenu. And then we have the Rush, would say actually it's not muksa. So now we have a shaila.
which is, why would the Rosh say that davar shenitzod is mutter, is muktzeh on Shabbos, right? That's what our Beis Yosef is trying to answer. Our Beis Yosef says, why is it that davar shenitzod is muktzeh? So the our Beis Yosef, meaning our Shinyud, says, well, I'll tell you, if you learn like Rashi, it's because lo laktenu. That saves far. And if you learn like the Balamor, it's because it's Issa. So, well, what if you learn like the Rush? The Rush doesn't hold of either of those two stars. So why does he say that something that's trapped on Shabbos is Muksa? So presumably, the answer is going to have to be what? If you hold like this first answer, we'll say the same thing. Oh, Zera. Just like we say by the fruit that's plucked on Shabbos, there's a Zera. So too, by the animal that's trapped. And that's actually exactly what the Taz says. The Taz, Simen Shin Chaf Hei, Sif Katan Dalet, says that it's Asur because of Shema Yitzot. Now, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, really the Shaar Tzion, Shin Chaf Hei, Sif Katan Chaf Gimel, he says that the reason why the animal trapped on Shabbos is Muksa, and he quotes Yosef and Negra, and he says, one second, the Taz gave a different reason. Well, you don't, the Taz is wrong, right? So I think the answer is the Taz is, you have to say like the Taz, if you hold like the Beis Yosef B'das HaRash, let's say at least in the first answer, right? So that's approach number one. Now, okay, so let's look at the second answer for the Beis Yosef and Siman Shin Yad Chas. The second answer is actually that the fruits that are plucked, Aliba Drib Shimon, are mutter, right? And when the Gemara said that the fruits that are plucked on Shabbos are muksa, that was a Aliba Drib Yehuda. So now we have to ask, so why is Tzeda Asar? What's the difference? So here, I think you have to say something very mechudash, but also very fundamental. Maybe there's a difference between a untrapped animal or untrapped fish and a unplucked strawberry. What's the difference?
That's on your mind,
probably. Ah, exactly what the Alter Rebbe says. So, that this is not just over here in the Shin Yud, he says, Sifkat and Gimel, he says that this is not just something that's in your field waiting to be plucked. This is Eino Bershuso Shel Adam Klal. Right? And therefore, we'll say that, yes, Reb Shimon is Mako by the animal slaughtered for the chayla, even though he wasn't sick. Because the animal is just around, right? The only thing holding me back from eating this animal is the Yisr, and Reb Shimon doesn't hold that that's muksa. And likewise, this strawberry sitting around in the field, also not muksa. But the animal that's roaming free in the forest, that's Enu Bershuso Shel Adam Klal. It's a different world. And therefore, even Rabbi Shimon agrees. Now, if that's true, so it's not really because of the Chinu B'Yadayim, it's because you have no das on it, exactly like you said. It's almost like a Nolad Gamur. In other words, at this point, there's no reason to say anymore that the reason for Tzeda is because Midelo Laktinu Aktinu, or Dachinu, Lo Laktinu Dachinu. No, that's not the reason. The reason for Tzeda is because, like you said, it's Enu Bershuso Shel Adam Klal. Right? It's not because there was Dachia. Dachia is relevant when something is mine or in my Rishus or Shaykh to me. So then we say, oh, it's only going to be Moksa of Dachinu. But if something is not even in my world, so then it's Moksa not because of Dachinu. It's Moksa because it's not in my world. Right? I don't even need to be Dolcha. Dolcha, Dachinu B'Yadayim is for something that's Shaykh to me, so then I need to push it away. And the truth is that that approach is much easier than saying this, what the Beis Yosef seems to be saying over here, which is Midelo Laktinu Aktinu. Because Midelo Laktinu Aktinu is relevant, as the Beis Yosef says in his third answer in Shin Yud Ches, that's for something that the only time Rashi says that svara is when the passive action is indicative of a mindset, right? And that's why he says, in the third answer over there in Shin Yud Ches, that there's a difference between the animal and the fruits. The fruits are all ready to be harvested. So I'll say, oh, medalal laktenu aktenu, right? Because it's easy. All I had to do is pluck the strawberry from the ground. I didn't do that. So there's haktza. Mashein kein, what? Mashein kein, in the case of the animal, it's a pain to slaughter something. I have to get my knife and I have to check my knife and I have to find a shochet and I have to do this and that. Right? So therefore, there's no, the svara of medalal laktenu doesn't apply to people. If that's true for a live animal that's in my barn, alachas kama v'kama, that's going to be true for an animal that's roaming around free in the woods. Right? So, midalo laktinu, l'chora shouldn't even be shayach for the free animals. And it could even be, I think it's reasonable to say, that's even what the Beis Yosef means. In other words, originally, when I read that Beis Yosef, I thought it meant very literally that exactly what Rashi says for the fruit in the ground, attached to the ground, medalo laktinu. Aktenu is true for the behema that was trapped on Shabbos. No, I don't have to be that literal. It's the same idea. In other words, midalo laktenu aktenu means that I had no das on this because the fact that I wasn't malachet this before Shabbos shows that I wasn't interested in eating this on Shabbos. So, kal vachomer, for something like a deer that's running free in the wild, that I have no das on it, right? I surely have no das. In other words, put a little differently. The svar of Rabbi Shimon is kol mai dechazi leilo makzi nishminei, right? So that's shayach for something that's shayach to have das on it. But something that is totally out of my world, so I have no das on that. Okay, fine. So that's what maybe we could say in this space. Now let's talk about this Ramah over here in Sif Beis. The Ramah over here in Sif Beis. I'll just look at it quickly if you don't have a chance to see it. Very end of Sif Beis writes, Haggai Yeshomrim. Okay, that he says it as a Yeshomrim is an important point. We'll get back to that in a moment. Yeshomrim, Deina Chana Shayach Bishal Eno Yehudi. This is the Yerushalmi, Eina Chema Nachri. Fa'afilu Grogus Etzimukim Shebiyado Mutar. So it sounds like he's saying that a guy has grogros bitzimukim. Those grogros bitzimukim are actually mutter. Now, presumably, this is not talking about the grogros bitzimukim when they're absolutely disgusting and gross. At that point, it's like a rock. So it means, let's assume like the Ran for the moment, so the grogros bitzimukim that are ready, that let's say the Ran said was usher because of your haktza, because migudis katzai. So the migudis katzai, the guy, is not relevant, so therefore they're mutter. Look at the gra on this. It's a sifkat and a dalid. Ratzalomar, masha asher mishamache. When is it true that we don't say migu? That's when the Isser is coming from Hachein. The Moshkas Rishalmi, right? Guy ain't Sar Hachein. Avaldavishu Aser Misham Mechobar Ein Chilak. The Moshkas of Perkemel Diyantif Chavdalam Rebeis. Right? Now that we know, and also the Rashi, right? I think this is that same Rashi, right? So we know that, this is actually relates to that big Machlokas we just had, but. Pashtos, halacha, right? The guy brings me a present from something he plucked today. So it's aser, it's moksa. Why? Why is it moksa? Einachem anachri. So mi mater. Answer, no. This is different. When it comes to something that is aser, it's moksa relating to an iser, right? Like mechubar. So then, this principle doesn't apply. And that's why, let's say, Peres Mechubarim are Muksa, even, you know, Lo Shna Yisrael, and like Rashi says, Lo Shna Gai. So, let's imagine we have the following Shiloh. Let's say you have somebody who isn't from And then he becomes a Baal Tshuva in the middle of Shabbos. So what would we say about things for him that are muksa machmasiser, right? Not like logosisir. So that would also be muksa, right? Well, that's what I thought. In other words, let's say it like this, right? What's the whole idea of the Gra? That when it comes to Kogos Yimukim, why is this Aser? It's really because of the Haktzah, it's because of the Das. So therefore, when the whole Iser stems from the Haktzah, from the Das, right? So he didn't have, the guy didn't have Das to be Maktzit, and therefore, it's not Muksa. Right? The reason why Kogos Yimukim is Aser is because of Daito Shel Adam, or Aim Daito Shel Adam, and likewise, and here in Mimel, that's not Shayach. Good. That all makes a lot of sense. So if you remember, we saw a tshuva in the back of Rabbi Bodner's Sefer from Rav Moshe, an interesting shayla. Rav Moshe was asked, what's the halacha for Sifrei Cheshek biyad mi she'eno makbid alav? Now, as we know, the halacha is you're not allowed to read Sifrei Cheshek, not during the week, and certainly not on Shabbos. Let's say you have someone that doesn't hold by that, that may be because of ignorance, an intention, whatever, it doesn't really matter. So Rav Moshe said that, oh, that's fine in his house, since he wasn't mocked to them, because he reads them every Shabbos. So Memela, they're not muksa for him, and they're not even muksa for you in his house. All right? They're not even muksa for you in his house, because he's not muksa them, right? The reason why they'd be muksa is because of Haktzah, and he isn't muksa them. That's what Rav Moshe said. So my question is, why is this different than the Gra? And again, the Gra is accepted, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, I don't know if Chokim, right? Why is it different? The reason why these Sfarim are Aser is because of Iser. So I thought maybe, but Moshe, no, this is different because you had a Chana B'Feirush. In other words, this Sefer Cheshek. So this guy, I mean, he didn't need to, he didn't, not consciously, but effectively, he said, ah, I'm planning to read this on Shabbos. So how could you say they are muksa, even though there's an isser? In other words, the Gra was only talking about something where you didn't have hachana. And yeah, maybe in a hanami, I guess, if the guy had intention to pluck this on Shabbos, or the Jew who wasn't from at the beginning of Shabbos was intending to take the strawberry and eat it on Shabbos, then maybe it wouldn't be true. I'm not sure. Either way, it seems like a chiddush. Now, the Shaar Tzion is a very interesting suffix over here. Take a look. Shaar Tzion, Bo's Yud. Very fundamental question. Ulefiza Pashut, de Avanim Umaos, Ukiyoti Bezeh, Eno Yehudi Yisrael. So what's going to be the halacha for the money of an Eno Yehudi? Or Evan of an Eno Yehudi? So he's saying, there's not going to be any difference. Why? Because what's the whole svara of the Ramah? When things are aser because of your haktza'ah, so then there's no haktza'ah for an Eno Yehudi. Now, is a stone aser because of my haktza'ah? No. So Mimela, the stone will be Aser. Dalo afilo ha'elo afilo azmano mibod yom lo mehanya. The zeh shekal agra, the cost of v'chein kol kiyos b'zeh. That's where the Gra writes those important words. V'chein kol kiyos b'zeh. Ach tzarchi in my time ma'ati ramah v'grogos v'tzimukim halo sham gamkin azmano lo mehanya. We're going to see the halacha that if you go ahead and have asmana for the Gogos and Tzimur, so doesn't help. Ulai de gamhu yifarish b'chaz v'lo chazu, which is the answer that we saw before. One way or the other, this Shaar Tzion is really addressing the very fundamental question that we asked a couple weeks ago, which is, why is it that rocks are muksa? Are rocks muksa because of haktzah? Your maksa then? No, rocks are muksa because of without. It's not because you're maksa every rock in the world. Oh. So, So I think that question, and the same thing for money. Money is even more challenging. But that is, I think, what this question is really hinging on. Now, the idea here of the Ramah is not so pashut. Take a look at the base mayor, which is quoted by the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat Gimel. This idea of the Chiddush of the Ramah. And I guess I want to do one more point before we finish. So take a look there. It's a very important discussion. In Sif Gimel, in Simon Shin Yud, the Bir Halacha brings up something very important. I guess I'll just read Sif Gimel, in case you didn't have a chance to see it yet. Ben Bis Archila, Ben Bis Artelto, Kol Davar Shai Rowi, Ben Ashmasho, Simira, Bo Davar Shinis Kalkel Bo, Vayom, Bechazam Niskan, Bo Vayom, Chazal Atero, Aval Davar Shuksa, Ben Ashmasho, Aser Kol Hayom. Good. Oh, that's not the right one. So, the Bir Halacha on where's the one on Muksamah Matmiyas? That was earlier. Yeah, sorry, the first Bir Halacha. Yes. So, Afal Pi, take a look at the first Bir Halacha. Afal Pi Shehu Maos Mutzel Atapa. Right, we pass Magrib Shimon. Reb Yehuda holds Muksamach Masas Aser, Reb Shimon holds its Munter. I'm Prima Gadim Stabik, Imdavar Lutzach Gufa Makomo, Afil Machana Lutzel. So we know Muksamach Masmias isn't Muksa and is not Lutzach Gufa Makomo. What about Machana Lutzel? So he tells you to look at what he said earlier. So, what's going on over here? Why would you say it's Aser? We don't hold the Muksamach Masmias. So it really comes down to a deal in the Rambam. Rambam is Per Chafei, Halacha Yud Aleph. Aval, Kli HaMuksa Machmas Mi'uso, Kigon Ner Yashan, Shal Neft, V'Kli HaTzoa, Giyote Bahen, Motor Latatal and Shabbos, Im Hutzrach Lohen. So why did the Rambam say those three last words? Im Hutzrach Lohen. Just say, this Ner Yashan is not Muksa. Mutzel Tatlam B'Shabbos. He added on three very critical words, says the Prima Rabin. See from this Rambam. Kivager also makes the diuk, though there's a I think in two places where the Kivager takes two different directions. Yeah. Oh, very good.
But he's not only talking about an area.
So good. So good. So first of all, I agree you're right. Meaning to say, we'll talk about the Rambam in a second, but everybody's going to agree that a Ner Yashan is going to be only Matel Tzachuv HaMakomo, because B'Lav Hachi, it's a Klish Matel Yeser.
Not the right thing.
But, or at the very least, this Diuk, the way we're going to say that way, the way we Paskin, that's going to be true. But he's not limited to Klish Matel Yeser. He included here Klei Hatzoa. Okay, good. You're saying the diyuk in the Rambam is not 100% machlach. Okay, good.
What are you going to do with clay itself? I don't understand.
No, he's saying it is. It is malach to lahat there. And he's saying that because the tzara, since ner is malach to lisser, he had to write imhutzrach lahat. But you're right, ner would also be mutter. Klei Tzawa would also be Mechama Letzel. Now, but if we take a look at the Reb Kiv Eger, if you have the Frankel Rambams, he writes, Mashma dafilu klei hatzawa de melachto lehatter, kevin de maus, lo hutarach letzach gufa. Venerally, hatam, lefimash chasav aran, beitza, per gimel, it says Kuf Tzadi Vav on the base, but in ours I think it's a test Vav on the base, to not be a riff. Toshosh Plotad Reb Yud Reb Shimon Bemoksa Mach Masmios, Hainu, Imamimanan Migu Diskatsai Bein Ashmashos Mach Masmios. to Rabbi Yehuda, Isle Migu Diskatzai, Mishum Hachi, Afal Pita Ata Beemza Shabbos, Rautza Lishtam Mishbal, Veno Choshesh Lemiuso, Fu Achshav Etzlo, Kilo, Nistalka, Mimenu Hatzasa, Mikol Malkam Aser, Kevan, Dehoxavena Shmashos, Lurib Shimon, Kevan De Isle Muksa, Kevan De Hashta Chazile, Enak Tzasa Ben Shosa, Osa Ein Shabbos. Tremendous part. Now they're saying like this. Your makta muksa machmas midos. So what's the reason why Rabbi Shimon is maida? Because you changed your mind. And we don't hold of miku diskatsai. Aldak. So the reason for a miku that it's also is because of miku diskatsai. In other words, why should it be? I have this disgusting thing. This fishing hook. Gross. So, but now I want it. I'm not sure why exactly. I want to pick my teeth. I hope not. Anyway, I want it for something or other. There's some tzorach gufo that I'm going to use for it, even though it's disgusting. Right? So why should it be aser? Must be because migu diskatzai. Because, again, there is a tzorach gufo over here. You do whatever this thing is, you do sometimes use this for non-asr things on Shabbos. It's just gross. So it's totally in migu diskatzai. That's the svara that the Ran says, and that's the pshat in the Rambam. Oh, now the problem with this theory is if that's going to be the pshat in this Rambam, so then I don't understand. But we hold the migu diskatzai. Now, that could be explaining why. Exactly. So let's get there a second. But that could explain why Rabbi Shimon is Matir and Rabbi Yehuda is Oser. Well, how do you look at this? So I would have looked at, you know what I'm saying? So that's, I think that's part of this Chiddush. In other words, I would have thought if that's the pshat in the machlokes of Shimon and Yehuda, then we should be machmir over here, because that is dachinu biyadayim, because it's gross. Now I think that's exactly what Rabbi Vega is saying. There's another way to understand though the tzad to be machmir over here, which is that there's a quasi haktza. Now, just like remember Rabbi, the Mishnah Berurah at least held that what's pshat in a klishim lachdol iser being tzorach gufo makomo. Mutter and Chamal Tzel Aser. How did the Mishnah Berurah explain that? You're like quasi maktzit. So that might be the pshat in the Rambam, or if you hold the Rambam, whoever holds this diuk l'chumra is because it's quasi haktzah, because it's gross. Just like this quasi haktzah of klishmach l'yisir, you're dochet from gufam from Chamal Tzel. So too over here. Either way, yeah. It's whatever the exact same type of, if you hold of this quasi dechia for klishmach l'yisir, so there's another type of, this is a kli, and there's quasi dechia on this also, because of its grossness. So you're not makse from gufo makomo, but you are makse it from everything else. Lemaisa, I'm trying to think of an example of this, this type of situation where it came up, because again, everybody's going to agree, it's mutter for tzach gufo makomo. So, that's a good question. Well, the beer, that's a good point. The Prima Gadim is doesn't he say gufo makomo? Yes, you're right. That could be an Afghan. As you're panting out, I think correctly that the Prima Gadim beer lacham coming from the same Rambam, but they might be taking different cases, and maybe that's gufo the machlokas between the Prima Gadim and the Rebbe Kiveger. Now, how do you understand the Rambam? If you understand the Rambam like the Ran does, like the Rebbe Kiveger does, based off of the Ran, the Ran and Shabbos is Mako on this. That's what the Prima Gadim points out earlier. The Ran and Beitza might be Machmir, but the Ran and Shabbos is explicitly Mako. The Ran and Balamora are Mako against this Deacon Rambam. Anyway, but the point is, if you understand the Prima Gadim, if you understand like the Prima Gadim, so it's going to be Gufo Makomo, and it's going to be because of the Quasi Hakatsa, it's going to be like Lishmach L'Yisr, L'das Mishamura. But if you hold like Rebbe Kiveger's Lamdas, then Makomo might be, that would be an afkamina between those two ways of understanding it. So I'm trying to think of an example of this. So I had an example of this a couple weeks ago. So, like this, my daughter likes to deposit her bottles in the weirdest places in the world. She drinks milk bottles, and then like we run out of bottles, and we're like turning the house upside down, and like underneath the cushion in the couch, we find a bottle. So then what do we want to do? So we want to quickly, like before we lose the bottle, we might not want to use it on Shabbos. It's not gufo, because these are gross. You like it. To wash that on Shabbos, it's very, very. So it's not gufo. It's not makomo. Like, you know, we're happy to sit on the couch. But we want to, we want to save this bottle. Because for some reason, we're always running, we should just get like 55 bottles. But when you have the daughter that hides bottles everywhere, so you're always looking for bottles. And they're always extraordinarily gross because they have milk from 2 weeks ago in it. It's like momish disgusting. So anyway, so that would be this case, right? What? That would be this case. According to the Machmirim, it would be Asr L'chora. And according to Mekilim, it should be Mutter. I don't know how you paskin. You know, the Bir Halacha is not Machria. He just quotes both Shitos in both places. He cites the Machlokas. Rav Avadia is Mekel. One of the reasons why he's Mekel is because he says that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring this Chumra down. So, you know, Mechtesi. In other words, now, it's not 100% clear, but the Shulchan Aruch, when he's Matir, something most, he doesn't say, with the exception of Chamalotel. So, therefore, the Pashtus Hadvarim is that it should be Mutter. So he's Mako. But that's a very interesting question. Yeah, from the couch into the sink? That's that child. That's it. Okay, maybe. I hear.